Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in. Hi. Let's go.
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
Chasing excellence. It's Sam Crowley. We're going to chase excellence today. It's the Every Day is Saturday podcast. February. It's the first show of February. Holy cow. Where did January go? How's those New Year's resolutions working out for you, baby? Are you feeling amazing, in the greatest shape of your life, making as much money as you possibly can, leading a life of significance? Because success without significance is failure. That's my definition of failure. Success without significance. You can have all the money you want. All the money in the world you want. I know a lot of broke, miserable people. Everybody wants the money. Give me more money. Money, money, money. Let me tell you something. Money, and I know you don't realize this, most of the people that have never had the fortune to earn a lot of money, especially in a short period of time, for example, you think, and I know you think this, because I used to think this as well. I used to think that if I could, I remember walking my dog around North Tonawanda, New York, near Buffalo, when I was 22 years old. I was living in an apartment, and in North Tonawanda on Morgan Street, actually it's in the city of Tonawanda, right next, there was a river, Niagara River actually separates North Tonawanda from Tonawanda, those of you that are familiar with the Buffalo, New York region. So I'm walking around the city of Tonawanda. It was February, actually. And it was, what was it, 1990, would have been 1991, was it 91? It was actually the February of 91, so I would have been 22, turning 23 that year. So I remember walking around. Petey was my Boston Terrier, and we'd go for walks every night. Petey didn't have a lot of hair on her, though. It was actually a female, but I named her Petey because she looked like Petey on The Little Rascals. You remember that show, The Little Rascals, the Petey dog? Anyway, that was a bull terrier. This was a Boston terrier. Got the pushed-in face. Snored louder than any human being ever heard in your life, and it was like a little 9-pound dog. Hilarious. So me and Petey would go for a walk around the neighborhood, and it would take about maybe 20, 30 minutes. It felt good, man. You ever go out for a long walk in just the crisp, cool winter? If you've ever lived in a cool, it just, I don't know what it is, man. It really clears my mind. I don't mind going for a walk at night, especially when I'm 22 years old, man. I got, you know, got all the energy in the world to do it. It's about 7 o'clock at night, pitch black dark, because in Buffalo in February, it's dark when you wake up and it's dark when you get home from work. And I used to walk around these houses. They're old Victorian houses, probably built in the early 1900s. And I used to think, God, I would love to own one of these houses. I mean, what I could do with a house. I mean, I'm never going to own a house. I used to think I'm never going to own a house because I grew up with no money and dropped out of college. I've lived in apartments my whole life. I mean, getting a mortgage, a joke. I was making my base salary at that time was $9,900. I was in telephone sales. Think about that. I got commission and bonus, but my base salary was $9,900 a year. This was in 1990. I got hired, and this was in 91. And when I'm walking around the neighborhood, and I'm thinking, boy, my base is $9,900 a year. My targeted earnings is $22,000. That means if I hit 100% of my quota, I get $22,000. I'm never going to buy a house, but boy, wouldn't it be something. And then, boom, did great, got promoted to outside sales. And when I get into outside sales, as right before I turned 25 years old, I closed on my first house in North Tonawanda, New York. It was a split-level home. Paid $87,000 for it. Guys, you got to understand, $87,000 in 1993, in February of 1993, February 17th, 1993. I remember it like it was yesterday. It was a Friday morning. It was sunny out, kind of 40 degrees, a little bit of a thaw. The icicles are starting to drip, drip, drip from the eaves of your house, although you're still 18 feet of snow in your front yard. And I went to my closing, and I got the keys to the house, and I thought back. I was like, wow. Petey, we made it, man. Petey's still with me. Still made it through a couple more apartment rentals after that one time we were going through the walks in the neighborhood. And I remember getting my mom saying, you paid $87,000 for a – what are you out of your – I can't breathe. My mom came up to visit me. My sister drove her up after I closed, and my mom was like, I don't even – what are you going to do with all this space? It was like 1,300 square feet. I mean, it was a raised ranch. And I thought, man, I tell you what, my mortgage payment was $780 or something like that with principal and interest and taxes and everything baked into it. It was an escrow. And I said, man, whatever you do, Crowley, make that mortgage payment every month, brother. I don't care if you got to eat bread and water. Make that damn mortgage payment every month. And I did. And then I wanted more. So I went to Kaufman's. I don't know if you remember Kaufman's used to be in business. They were kind of like a JCPenney's. I don't think they're still around anymore. I bought $1,000 worth of furniture. It was a nice green couch, like hunter green, with an ottoman. I didn't even know what an ottoman was. I thought it was called a stool. I didn't even know. I thought, like, oh, I'll take that green stool. They mean the ottoman? What do you mean? Auto who? Who's auto? No, ottoman. What's an auto man? I thought it was like an auto man. Like, here comes auto man to, like, a butler, like a robot. I'm like, okay, it's an ottoman. Wow, learn something new every day. Buy furniture. Super. And I'll take that love seat, too. $1,000 on my Kaufman's card. Got a 10% discount for opening the card. That's a whole other ball game. Start charging retail. And none of that stuff ever... I mean, it gave me a sense of accomplishment, but it was like junk food, you know? Like, you eat it, and 15 minutes, you're still hungry. So then I bought a car. I bought an Infiniti G20 a couple years later, 1996. I bought an Infiniti G20. I'm like, wow, I'm driving an Infiniti. Leather seats. It was just every time, though, and here's the whole moral of this podcast. Every time I bought more, I wanted more. Yet I remember when I quit my job and I drove the family. We're going to back to New York State to visit friends and family. And I remember Madeline and Laura and Paige were in the Crowley minivan. We got all three kids. Paige wasn't even a year old, I don't think. And I remember looking in the rearview mirror, and I saw all my kids in their car seats, their booster seats in the back, and their one was sleeping, one was probably pooping in their diaper, and who knows what was going on. And I thank God nobody saw me, because I looked like, I just look like a weirdo. My tears started coming down my face, and I was like, "Oh my God, I'm a dad." I mean, look at this picture. I'm in a minivan. I mean, I'm in a minivan. I always think about driving around a side panel station wagon. Those of you that grew up in the 70s and 80s, you know what I'm talking about. And I felt more like if I died right there, that I had gotten everything I wanted in my life. I just got the chance to be a dad. That's all I ever wanted. I wanted a chance to be functional. I wanted a chance to be not normal, because I don't ever want to be normal in the sense of the word, but I always wanted to change generations. Like, my family wasn't driving around in a minivan with mom and dad in the front seat. Truth be told, I never had a moment where my mom and dad were together, you know? So that doesn't even resonate with me. But it doesn't mean I couldn't change it for my kids. Like, my kids do not have a childhood memory of their father going to a job. Think about that. Because I quit my job so long ago, my kids now, they're 13, 10, and 9, and baby Susan's in Children's Hospital. They don't have a memory of dad going to a job. You know what I mean? And that is powerful. Now, again, if I died today, that's all I want. I want my kids to understand that anything is possible. Anything is possible. And as you chase excellence, I was going to get into a whole other topic. And if you follow this show, by the way, can you leave a 5-star rating for the Everyday Saturday podcast when you're done listening to this? It'll be done in a couple minutes. Just go to iTunes, click 5 stars, and if you can leave a nice comment, great. Why do I ask that? Because it helps other people find the show. It ranks us higher, gets us more downloads, and more people can find the show. And Lord knows, a lot more people need this show. Hope is not in the hope tank. But I want you to chase excellence, and I'll follow up at the next podcast with that, chasing excellence, because I got some thoughts on that. But I want you to lead a life of significance. I want you to understand right now, if your life doesn't look the way you want it to look or how you thought, I don't care if you're 40, 50, 60, 70 years old. I mean, God, if you're 20 or 30, forget about it, man. You get the rest of your life. You're way ahead of the game. None of us figure this thing out until it's way down the road. Some people never do. I figured it out at the age of 37. But I figured it out at the age of 22, walking around the city of Tonawanda on a February evening. Cold is all get out. I mean, it's the type of cold where you breathe and the breath looks like steam coming out of a smokestack, okay? Everything's cold. You're frigid to the bone. You got bundles and bundles and bundles of clothes, and I'm walking my little dog. And I remember thinking, someday, Petey, someday, buddy, we're going to be in a house. And I got that house. But then I wanted more. And then I wanted more. But you know what I still yearn for? No longer is it houses, is it cars. It's funny, the lease on our Buick is up in a couple of months. I think I'm just going down to the local buy here, die here place, and I think I'm just going to buy a truck outright, like some pickup truck, and just tootle around town with my border collies. You know, maybe I'm going to get a minivan that was like 12 years old that I can just trash, take the seats out, and throw my dogs in there, and we can go for hikes. I mean, I don't want, I mean, I'm getting all these direct mail pieces for Beamers and Mercedes and all these cars. I don't want that stuff. I don't want a Mercedes. I don't want a BMW. I mean, how much time? I mean, unless I'm going to live in that car, I don't need it. We buy nice cars for other people. Hey, look at me. That's for them to look at us. It's not for us to look from the outside. How much time do I spend in a car? I got this Buick Regal I've been driving for 3 years. It's a 39-month lease. The payment's $373 a month. Okay, we have a Buick Enclave that's our family car. By the way, the Enclave has more room than our Denali had, yet the Denali was like a Sherman tank. It's crazy. But anyway, I get rid of the Regal. I mean, I got 45,000, 42,000 miles on it. You know, I get 1,250 miles a month on my lease, so I'm right where I need to be, probably a little bit ahead. But I'm in that car 1,250 miles a month, all right? That's what, 400 miles, 300 miles a week, about 200 to 300 miles a week, you know, give or take. That's it. Guys, if I drive, there's 7 days in a week. If I drive 30 miles in a day, 15 miles to and from someplace, I go see my daughter every day, you know, it's 30 miles one way. My point being, I don't spend nearly enough time in a car to want a nice one. Unless I you know, get $1 million a month and I just want to buy one for other people to say, look at me. I don't need that. I need significance, man. I'm chasing significance. I want more significance in my life. That's all I want. I don't want any more money in my life. I'll take it. Gladly take it. Now, I need money to pay the bills, and so do you. I get that part. But you're always going to have a hollow feeling inside of you if you're always chasing the almighty dollar or whatever your local currency is. I know we have people listening in 100 different countries. My point being, when you chase significance, when you chase perfections, you're going to catch excellence. You know what I mean? When you chase significance, you may not catch like that moment in time. In February of 1992, I didn't catch significance, but I planted the seed for it. And man, I've been like holding a net out every day now that I'm present in my life. And maybe you do this too. I just hold the net and I catch significant moments riding with my kids to anywhere, anywhere. Now, yeah, they fight. We go through drive-through McDonald's. They fight. They can't get their order straight. They spill their fries and their Coke. I get mad. You get mad. We all get mad. I didn't say we're perfect. Nobody's perfect. You're flawed. I'm flawed. Don't beat yourself up for the imperfections. Celebrate just the perfect moments that happen in your life. And keep chasing significance, man. The money will follow. You know, you're going to make more money by chasing more significance. And you're going to have less problems. You're going to have less worries because you're not going to major in minor things anymore. Can you do me a favor? Can you share this podcast with 5 or 10 people that you know and you care about? Because I think this message today is incredibly powerful for you, for me, for all of us to understand that the money is going to come and go. It's okay to get it. Don't apologize for being rich. Don't worry about it. It's okay to be rich. It's okay to be wealthy. Just make sure your head's screwed on straight and you're always chasing moments of significance. God, I love it, man. I just love it. I love being free, and I love delivering a message of hope and inspiration to you. I love the fact that you, me, and we can all just be free to wake up and make a decision, all right? Just make a decision that you're not going to play small today. You're not going to allow small things to get to you. You're going to play full freaking out, all right? You with me, brother, sister? You with me, brother, sister? You with me, brother, sister? Sam Crowley, have the best day ever!
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Every Day is Saturday.